You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we look at a new multimedia project telling the stories of Black Milwaukeeans in a positive light. First, we hear a lot about healthcare and access to medical treatment, but concerns about access to dental healthcare are addressed less frequently. Shemaine Mills is a WPR reporter covering health and healthcare in Wisconsin. Her three-part series about dental healthcare in Wisconsin starts today here on Central Time. You can listen anytime at WPR.org/dental. Shemaine, welcome back to the show.
You bet.
Now, what led you to tackle access to dental healthcare in this series?
Well, I always wondered how people who didn't have dental insurance or money, how they got healthcare. And so a couple years back, I went to a shelter here. The Salvation Army has a dental clinic, and dentists volunteer their time to provide care for people who are homeless or low income, and they were swamped. And I got a really good picture of how care is or isn't being provided to people who can't afford it.
And one theme that comes up in the series that we're going to hear is that even people with something like BadgerCare, who theoretically might have dental health care access, they still may not get it.
Right. It's a case of, well, you have the insurance card, you can pay for it, but who's willing to provide it? Dentists have to be willing to be in this program in order to take patients. And while it may be a good program, there is a lot of paperwork, and there are a number of reasons dentists may not want to be in it.
Right. Compensation, as we hear with Medicare or Medicaid in general, sometimes the compensation rates aren't great for their bottom line. It may not pay for the care they provide.
Exactly. They say they just can't cover their costs. They have to pay for equipment, staff, keep the lights on, and they estimate some of them are getting 20, 30 cents on the dollar. And that's much lower than what physicians get. And they also complain that reimbursement is low. But with doctors, you're getting about 80%, and dentists are getting far less.
And people may think at first blush, oh, this is a cosmetic issue. Their teeth don't look good, not a big deal. But as we're going to hear in your piece, sometimes not getting that dental care today means an emergency room visit for an abscess in 2 years.
Right, right. A lot of these cases, they get to the point where people get infections that can be, you know, life-threatening in some cases. So it's not just a case of, oh, I want whiter teeth or straighter teeth. For a lot of people, it's a health issue and sometimes an economic issue. If you want to get a job, you have to be presentable, and first impressions matter. And if you are missing teeth or grimacing in pain, that's probably not going to come across very well.
And as you mentioned, you first tackled this issue a couple years ago. Have things been changing in Wisconsin as you update the story?
When I looked at this issue years back, I knew that people had trouble accessing care. And I looked at it from the perspective of the patient. They were going to volunteer clinics. They were going to the emergency rooms. Unfortunately, that aspect hasn't changed. They're still going to the emergency rooms to the point that there's discussion of maybe we should have the doctor's office and the dental offices co-located. So there is more discussion now about what's to be done, and the state has this experiment where they're paying some dentists more to see if that increases the number of dentists who take Medicaid patients.
Do you have a sense of how Wisconsin compares to other states when it comes to dental health care access?
We were dead last in 2014, and it hasn't gotten better. It's always been around 30% of the kids in Medicaid who are eligible for this care but can't get it. And there's a number of reasons. It's not just reimbursement. There's consent forms that have to be signed. There's transportation, getting these kids to the dentist. And is there a dentist in your area? Maybe you're in a rural part of Wisconsin where a dentist is hundreds of miles away.
We'll start to meet the people involved in this story now in your feature. Shemaine, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
Shemaine Mills is a WPR reporter covering health and healthcare in Wisconsin. We now kick off her three-part series on dental health care in the state. Dental care for low-income kids has been a problem in Wisconsin, as we just heard, for years. One reason is that parents can't find dentists who will accept Medicaid. The state is paying some dentists more to be in the government health program to see if it'll improve access. Shemaine Mills talked to a Brown County family who finally found a dentist through the state's new pilot program.
People don't go to the dentist for a lot of reasons. One obstacle for low-income families is finding one who takes patients paying with Medicaid, known in Wisconsin as Badger Care. For kids, this can mean their first trip to the dentist comes after the cavities, or worse, have already set in.
My youngest, she's got a really bad sweet tooth, so like any time she sees candy, it's in her mouth. So she ended up having to go in and have some oral surgery done, caps put on, some stuff removed.
That's Christy, a 32-year-old mother from Pulaski, who doesn't want her last name used. Christy said her kids didn't see a dentist until they were five or six because she had trouble finding one. She finally did, but then that dentist stopped taking Badger Care.
And then that place wasn't accepting patients anymore. After that, they wouldn't take Badger Care. And the only other place was like 2.5 hours away. I don't even remember where it was, but I remember getting out the phone book and literally calling every dentist, do you take Badger Care? And it was just nothing. You couldn't find anything.
Her three kids now have a regular dentist. On this day, Adelie is being coaxed to open her mouth so the hygienist can take a look.
So open nice and big like an alligator. That's as big as you can open. Yeah, there we go. Look at that. All right, and bite nice and hard like a tiger, like this. Let me see your teeth.
Only about a third of dentists in the state accept Badger Care. And for those who do, like Oral Health Partnership, where Adelie's getting a checkup, the bottom line's always a concern. Partnership Director Michael Schwartz-Oscar says the nonprofit dental office has squeaked by with the help of donations to supplement state reimbursement that didn't cover costs. Now they're part of a state pilot that pays dentists in four counties more than the regular rate.
20 cents, 30 cents on the dollar, and now it's about 60 cents on the dollar. It's essentially doubled.
The pilot is focused on dental care for kids and also adults who need emergency care. Schwartz-Oscar says the extra money is making a difference.
This enhanced reimbursement pilot is doing it for us. We're able to see more kids, hire more dentists.
Oral Health Partnership has hired three more dentists and has shrunk its appointment wait times from 4 months to just 2 weeks. But Schwartz-Oscar says some dentists are skeptical of the latest effort. There's lots of paperwork. A high number of patients cancel appointments, and pilots in the past have fizzled. But in 2014, Wisconsin ranked last in providing dental care for children on Medicaid.
If you don't do anything, nothing's going to change. We'll continue to be last. We'll continue to have all these preventable dental issues going to the ERs and costing the state millions, right? We're saving the state tremendous amounts of money by not having children in the ERs or as adults having even more advanced dental issues.
According to the Wisconsin Dental Association, the state's Medicaid reimbursement rates are currently third lowest in the nation for children's dental care and fifth lowest for adults. Yet some states pay dentists less than Wisconsin and have better access. State officials say before they expand the program, they want to see some hard data on whether extra tax dollars get more kids to the dentist. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That was the first installment of WPR reporter Shemaine Mills' three-part series about dental health care in Wisconsin. You can hear the second and third installments on Central Time tomorrow and Wednesday at 4:55 and 6:55 or anytime at WPR.org/dental.